Hi, this is
Hello,
Chris.
Good evening. I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Christopher Roller?
You are speaking with him.
I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you at least 21 years old and registered to vote in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
33.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's head?
Dissatisfied.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. And for each, please, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have and focus on. 10, if it's the most important, 5, if it's somewhat important, and 0, if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first issue is protecting voting rights and democracy. From 0 to 10, how important? 10, okay. Improving K-12 education.
8.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
And banning tobacco products for adults.
5.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? And is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. And I would like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, okay? Just 3.
Okay.
And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The
first
one, Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general, from 0 to 100. How would you rate them?
70.
70. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
65.
And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
45.
Thank you. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. And again, I want to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. And 10, if it's the most important, 5, if it's somewhat important, and 0, if it's important at all. Okay? You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. From 0 to 10, how important?
We'll give that one a 7.
Okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
5.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
6.
And the last one, preventing underage tobacco use. From 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We are 75% now, and thank you so much for your help. It is already It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? And is that a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? strongly support, somewhat, or oppose?
The somewhat support.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more or just somewhat more benefit?
Much more.
Much more. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There are definitely other issues that are more important right now.
And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The first one or the second one?
The second one.
And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. And for each one, please just tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Just two.
Okay.
The first one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Not at all concerned.
Okay. And the last one, loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat not very, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Not very.
Not very concerned. And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And
okay.
The first one is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and decreased of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with the statement?
Check.
Okay. And the next one, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Agree or disagree?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah,
okay.
Zero.
And the last two? Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree?
3.
3, okay. And the last one. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health condition or other drug addiction, this ban will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to
5.
Five, okay? And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So please let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support.
I'm sorry.
Somewhat support.
So, somewhat right in the middle.
Okay. Somewhat support or somewhat opposed? Sorry.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban of tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
Okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine, yes or no?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Heat-not-burn tobacco products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Soda?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Undergrad. Bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class.
And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Of course. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.